This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with the bearded terrors, Tass.
Aristotle, I believe.
Aristotle.
Our next guest, of course, is Sally Capp, Melbourne's Lord Mayor. Good morning to you, Sally.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you.
Lovely to have you back on the airwaves again. I feel like it's just been so long, and it's always refreshing to have you back on the airwaves.
And, you know, you're so vibrant and everything, Sally. I've actually referred to you as Sally Von Capp. You remind me of the Von Trapp family.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
I love where you're going. I love musicals.
Yes, well, there you
go. I'm not sure which character I would be.
Oh, we could ask.
Let's not go there. No, we're moving on.
Yeah, we could ask our listeners. So we're speaking with Melbourne's Lord Mayor, Sally Von Capp.
So, Sally, what's it like in the big smoke? I haven't been into the CBD now for I don't know how long. I just miss it terribly. But how's it going? What's the vibe in the CBD at the moment?
Well, it's been a tough couple of weeks, hasn't it? The riots really felt like we were hitting, hopefully, the bottom of this very extreme, intense experience we've been having as a result of the pandemic. And then we had an earthquake. I'm not sure where you were. I thought it was a very, very loud tram going past Town Hall, and then I realised everybody else on the Zoom was moving as well. So that was quite extraordinary. But this week, I think our heads are lifting up again. We've hit 50% fully vaccinated today in Victoria, and people are really focusing on what makes a difference, and that's getting vaccinated. And we've just got to keep adhering to those restrictions, and we'll be out as soon as possible.
Do you have a policy at Town Hall about vaccination of your staff?
Well, we've been involved in all of those discussions like many organisations have, Tass, and I'm interested in your views. The first thing we've done is actually find out from our staff what are they thinking on this issue. And the great news is 92% of our staff have already had either two jabs or their first jab. So we really feel like we don't need to rush into any policies at the moment. But of course, with the mandate coming from state government, which does include government employees, we're just working out what that means for us. And I think really our staff have been so good, particularly those that have public facing roles, of really taking on that responsibility of vaccination and obviously getting on with the job.
It's good to hear.
It is. Now, Sal, I wanted to, there's a couple of initiatives that the City of Melbourne are taking, and I've got to say, City of Melbourne, amongst our local government areas, really is the leader in this. And one of the reasons is, I think, is, you know, it significant residential area, but also commercial area and arts area. So this inside out, excuse me, initiative about cutting red tape, make permits faster, think a little bit differently about how we can reinvigorate indoor training, you know, indoor trading, you know, the dining and entertainment outdoors, you know, into the streets because we're coming in back into the warm weather. Because I know the council want to make trading easier. It's actually about eliminating the negative and accentuate the positive, isn't it? To make it easy. Don't laugh at me, Tass. It's to make it, I'm speaking with Von Capp, to make it easier for businesses and organisations in the city, isn't it?
Well, I love what you're saying, Macca. It's exactly right because everything we're doing at the moment is to be as proactive as possible in supporting our traders and giving them that sense that there is a brighter future and that they should hang on and have hope. And the fact is, the first big threshold that we meet at the end of October is 70% fully vaxxed. At that point, only outdoor trading is allowed. Mm-hmm. So we put our thinking caps on, literally, Von Caps thinking caps, and we decided that it was necessary for us to do everything we could to support traders to be out on our streets. We've seen with outdoor trading, it's been incredibly successful and literally filled our streets with energy. And then since we announced Inside Out, we've had so many traders calling us saying, what about this? What yeah. about that? Could we possibly consider this? One business contacted us during the week, Jane Matthews at Swensk, and she said, can I put some changing rooms outside? Because if people are coming in,
yes.
mostly they'll want to come in to try things on. So we're working through that at the moment to see what's possible. And as you mentioned, getting our buskers back out there, getting our artists performing in our laneways, all of those things are the things we love about Melbourne. So we just want to bring them back safely. But as soon as we hit those thresholds, we want to be ready to go.
So we've got another thing that I know City of Melbourne are up to. You're having an e-scooter trial.
No, what do you think?
Well, I'm excited about
I have
it.
This
I'm dying to get on one, actually.
I have this vision of Lord Mayor Von Kapp hurtling down Bourke Street on an e-scooter.
No, it doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, I don't know. We can have a bit of fun.
There are plenty of things I'm willing to try. Look, as soon as I saw JB Hi-Fi selling e-scooters, we really knew this was something that yeah. we were going to have to get involved in. At the moment, there's a lot of confusion because e-scooters aren't actually authorised to travel on any part of our transport infrastructure, if you like. They're not authorised to be on pavements and we see them zipping all over the place. It's not clear what the rules are for them being on roads. We've now got protected bicycle lanes in the city, so are they going to be restricted to bicycle lanes? All of those questions need to be tested, and so we thought it was really important to be involved in the trial so that we could help state government get data and feedback and get on top of regulation as quickly as possible, because literally everyone's going everywhere and we want to bring some order, mostly from a safety perspective, but also so there's lots of clarity for the e-scooter riders of Melbourne.
So how will that work? What will the trial test? I mean, we know that they work, so can you just explain that a bit more?
Yeah, well, look, it's being run by the Department of Transport and it goes across three municipalities in Melbourne and then Ballarat as well. And the idea would be to start restricting e-scooter riding. I think they'll probably start with bicycle lanes and then monitor what happens. Does that mean there's too much traffic now using bicycle lanes between normal bikes, e-scooters? Is that going to crowd those bicycle lanes out? And remember, we've got all those delivery bikes as well, which again go everywhere. So if we start there, does it mean that we need to make more space for them in bike lanes? Does it mean we need to let them use the roads? What does that mean for interactions with cars? All those sorts of questions. So DOT, as we affectionately call them, we'll be testing some of those things. And then a big part of it is actually monitoring, both in terms of having people out watching behaviours, but also getting lots of feedback from e-scooter users others.
Mac has got a question for you, but I just want to say and give you a big shout out for those fantastic new bicycle lanes. I do recall recently having cycled along, was it Exhibition Street?
Yes.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I felt safe. Oh, I felt included. Easy to use. Yep, I'm a cyclist. I really do enjoy cycling. But at my last trip to the CBD, I managed to use that. And it was actually a really lovely cycle all the way from St Kilda along the waterfront, through some of the back routes, around the back of the river, and then onto Exhibition Street. It was seamless. It was just really lovely.
Sounds like more than 5
kilometres. Oh, that's great to hear.
Sounds like more than 5 kilometres to me.
Well, I've got a 15-kilometre zone now, Macca.
You know, Sally, if this really takes off with the bike lanes and the e-scooters, Perhaps we could actually introduce car lanes into the CBD.
It's the sort of thinking that we need, Macca. A lot of car users not very happy with bicycle lanes, but the fact is we've got to make space for everyone.
Oh, of course.
And maybe we need to flip our narrative around. I love it.
No, yeah. Look, that's right. And we've got a message here from one of our listeners, Steve, who says, very encouraging to hear the work that you're doing and encouraging business to spill out onto the streets and enliven the city even more, and is hoping that other inner city councils like Stonington, Yarra, Port Phillip, Moonee Valley, Moreland, Maribyrnong, Hobsons Bay and Darabin all step up and do the same thing as well.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I know. Interesting. Well, we need to take a short break.
Yeah, and we work really closely. Yeah, we work closely with all of them, so...
Yeah, well, we need to take a short break, and we'll be back straight after this...
Okay.
We'll be back. We're speaking with Lord...
So long, farewell, good evening, goodbye.
That was Sally Von Kapp. stay with us. We'll be right back.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Tass. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Von Kapp segments. I don't know where this has come from, to be honest, Sally, but it's a little bit of fun. We actually do have a request that you sing to us again on the way out as we finish the segment.
No way.
Well, now you've given us a taste, so it's actually pretty good.
That should be quite enough, I think.
The last time I sang in public, which was many, many, many years ago, and it was actually at St. Pat's on Christmas Eve, I was asked to lower my voice. And I was quite offended by that because I was having
a
great time.
You were probably singing in Greek.
No, I wasn't. I was following the hymn book and I just looked at the person next to me and I said to her,
I'm God's work.
I'm singing to God. Thank you very much. Anyway, what else is hot in the city of Melbourne, Sally?
Oh, gosh. Well, we are busy getting ready for Bounce Back number 6, which we hope, of course, is the final bounce back for the city. All efforts also into vaccination. In fact, it's our biggest focus at the moment. We may have spoken last time about the fact that we've got this fantastic Vax Hub at Town Hall, which is particularly for people who are vulnerable, who find some of the big... vax centres or other types of vaccination, whether it's GP or chemist, too difficult to manage. And it's been going terrifically well with people that have been rough sleeping, international students, people with language difficulties. Unfortunately, it faltered during the riots because we had some unbelievably disgusting behaviour.
Outrageous behaviour.
The health workers.
Outrageous behaviour.
Dirtbags. Yeah, dirtbags.
Absolutely. I cannot even comprehend people that would do that to those that are caring for others. And look, it has been a little bit slow getting people to come back to our Town Hall Vax Hub, so I'm really pleased to be able to do a call out with you today to say it's a walk-in service. You can book for an appointment, but it's really focused on walk-in, people who are vulnerable. But at the moment, we've got plenty of capacity Monday to Friday. So if you're wanting to get vaccinated, consider coming in, and the sooner we get everybody at least single dose jab, but double jabbed, the better for us all.
And Sally, that's a partnership with CoHealth, isn't it?
It is.
CoHealth
and the state government, and they do such a good job, CoHealth.
CoHealth are a community health service. They're a little bit like Star Health, which is a resident here in this very building that we're operating from. I think we should be very proud of our community health services. Victoria is the only state really that has a comprehensive network of community health services right across the board, and they specialise in working with vulnerable communities. So it's great to hear the great work they're doing. And we have had a couple of messages here from some of our listeners, and 317 in particular, who's used the T word, Macca. What's the T word?
I don't know.
Troglodytes. Referred to those people as being troglodytes.
No. Troglodytes is too good for them. If their brains were dynamite, they couldn't part their hair. right? They're dirt bags. Pure and simple. Water. Actually, yeah, I like this. Should I read this one out?
Sure.
These people deserve water cannons on them. No, water cannons with dyed water so that they're easily identified afterwards. Mm. And what they did at the Melbourne Town Hall in disrupting that really important clinic for marginalised folk, and then at the Shrine, I mean, really, what is wrong with these people?
Now, Sally, you're also delivering a bit of an incentive prize, I believe. Tell us about those.
Oh, can I win something?
Yes. Yeah, so
is that the Von Kapp prize? The Von Kapp prize.
We still do. We have this fantastic incentive program where you can win shopping vouchers, $1,000 shopping vouchers. And we've still got plenty left, and we're hoping to give at least 8 away next week. And we're really focused on people getting their first jab. And also, I don't know how to say this, Tass. You're going to have to help me. Is it Moderna?
Moderna.
The Moderna?
Moderna.
Moderna. Moderna.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for helping with that. Moderna becomes available this week, so we're really keen to get people out and about and making the most of that vaccine as well. So, yes, all of that is underway. And as I said, in terms of Bounce Back 6, it's a lot of the planning for our events to go ahead. So I think we're up to contingency plan 32 for the Melbourne Fashion Week, which starts in October, both online and hopefully in person. We've got our program coming together for Melbourne Music Week. And last year when we had to do Melbourne Music Week extended mostly online, 72,000 people participated. And we're hoping this year to have a lot of that in person, really showcasing local talent again. That's in November. And I was so pleased this week I tuned in for the opening of the Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes, with the lovely Simon.
Simon Abrahams. It was a triumph, given they had to turn that around in about 2 weeks from in person to completely online. And just to see how many people were listening, participating, all of the comments in the chat, it really made me feel so positive and confident about the future of Melbourne, because we've got so many talented and enthusiastic people who really love what Melbourne's all about and are committed to the long term. And that's something that really came through last week, with so many people writing to me saying, despite what's going on, we want you to know we are committed to Melbourne's recovery and we're here for the long haul, which was just a groundswell of pride, which is fantastic.
It's fantastic messages. Fantastic.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is magic.
Sally, while
you're the Von
Kapp
family,
I won't be singing it again because that is much better.
Sally, while you were doing your roll call of events and festivals and things coming up in Melbourne, one of our listeners, 224, I don't know who they are, reminds us that there will be a Melbourne Queer Film Festival in November. So that's something else for us to look forward to as well. I wanted to just move the conversation, if that's okay, to some of the work that you're doing with Aboriginal communities in Melbourne. Can you talk to us a bit about that, Sally?
Well, on Tuesday night, just gone, we debated and then voted on a declaration of commitment to our Aboriginal communities. It's really a key part of our Reconciliation Action Plan, and it is a statement that really goes to the guiding principles on how we want to respect, recognise and interact with our traditional owners and traditional custodians as we work much more to a shared future. And we're the only city in Australia that's taken that step. We were working towards a treaty, but the state government, of course, is leading the way in Australia on a treaty document, and we are working in with that, with all of those discussions. So we thought the least that we could do to really show our intent was to make this declaration. And it passed, and we're absolutely delighted to really have those fundamental principles in place with our traditional owners and custodians. I think it's just wonderful.
Sounds fantastic.
It's a great initiative, and it really does recognise the central role that Melbourne plays, not just as our capital, but as a leader. It's fantastic.
I agree, and Melbourne, I've learned so much since I became Lord Mayor about all of this, and a lot of it I'm not proud of in terms of what we haven't done and the ways that we have disrespected the, you know, this ancient culture, the longest continuous living culture in the world.
Yes.
But I'm also encouraged by all of the efforts that are underway. And one of the things I learned, I've always wondered, there are these sort of round stone mounds down near Birrarung Ma, just near the Exhibition Street flyover, and I've always wondered what they were. And they're actually the original talking points for Tandaram, when all of the five tribes of the Eastern Kulin Nation would come together to discuss really important topics, trade,
I didn't
culture.
Know that. I didn't know that.
And those are the original mounds, and it still gives me shivers when I think of it. And all of this time, I love Speaker's Corner, for example, in Hyde Park.
Yes. Oh, have we lost Sally?
No, she's there.
No, she's not.
Oh, what's happened?
Paul?
I don't know where Sally's gone there, Tass. She was there
in the middle of the conversation. Oh, no,
there she's
is.
Back again. Sally, you back with us?
I am.
There we go. We lost you for
time
2 seconds,
go.
Sally.
Is this like the Oscar music?
No, I think so. Macca is still
I'm
playing for
off.
You. Sally, hang on for a second. We're still on air. Macca?
But we've got a suggestion from a listener, Sally. One, can she sing the song before she goes? No, you won't, I know. But that Sally's song should be I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan as a boss lady Ooh. Leader. There you go. I did want to.
Good answer. I've never done karaoke, but maybe that should be my karaoke song.
Oh, look, that's a good song.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon it might be. Now there is one here. We wanted to. Where is it? Oh, yes. Your views. What do you think of? I'll just read it out. What does Sally think of Gladys as a female leader and her resignation speech? There you go. Straight from the listener.
Yeah, look, I don't know the details behind the investigation, and so I can't comment on that. But in all of the dealings that I've had with Gladys, I think she's conducted herself with incredible professionalism. She's certainly someone so dedicated and caring. And I'm really sad at the circumstances of her resignation, because I think it's a blow for everyone in Australia to not have her leadership in New South Wales and the impact and influence she's had across Australia. So I'm very sad. Obviously, I'm not commenting on the investigation itself. That's still to come. But I think it really is a loss.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Sally, we are out of time, and we do need to call it quits for the moment. Are you going to sing for us?
No.
Oh, go on.
But thank you for the offer. well, I am 16 going on.
Oh, 17. Good on you,
time
Sally.
For
Good
me
on.
To go. Goodbye. So long. It's lovely speaking with you.
Yeah,
happy
always
Saturday.
Great to have you
thank
on
you.
The airwaves.
Thank
that
you.
Was Sally Von Kapp.
Von Kapp.
The Mayor of Melbourne. Lovely to be speaking with you again.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.